Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, and welcoming you to Victory Monday. Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football primetime, 38-20, and I couldn't be happier. For those of you who aren't Bills fans, sorry, but this is my podcast, so I am going to talk about the Bills a little bit. And they did what they had to do. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs handedly, offensively and defensively, despite the hour-plus weather delay and the multiple penalties and the consistent whining from the Chiefs every time a play didn't go their way. The Bills did what they had to do. Josh Allen jumping over people, the defense knocking balls down, intercepting them, sacks happening. It was a great game. And the tight end situation looks beautiful. The receivers look great. The running back situation seems pretty good. Defensively, they are doing the job. And this is something that Coach McDermott said that he wanted to do. He wanted to improve that defense this year. And they went out in the draft and did that. And big baller Bean getting it done. Greg Russo. This cat's good. He is really good. And I'm excited to see how he turns his season going forward, because he just looks like he's on an upward trajectory and just look like he's going to start taking names. Phenomenal game from him. Chiefs are at 2-3. Bills are at 4-1. And I like the sound of that. That looks sounds really good. Now, you can say if the Chiefs won, you know, three games, you could say, well, you know, it was a fluke. But three losses indicates that people are starting to figure out the Kansas City Chiefs. People are starting to figure out the glitchy, silly Patrick Mahomes underhanded shuffle passes, sidearm passes, and all the trickery. It's getting old for the Chiefs, and the NFL is starting to figure it out, and they're starting to see that on a more consistent basis. And I said it before that I thought that, you know, everybody went gaga over silly plays, you know, like when Tyreek Hill got a 65-yard catch on a blown coverage. Everybody was like, oh, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. It was a blown play. We've seen this over and over again. Now, nothing to take away from the Kansas City Chiefs. They do have talent. But I think their luck is starting to run out. The Ravens, who we don't consider a juggernaut, they beat them too. So, enough said. All right, let's take a look at some of the other things that happened in the NFL. I don't want to go through all of the games like I normally do because, you know what? I'm sure you have ESPN. I'm sure you have NFL Network. So, I'm not going to waste your time. Rams still look good. Seahawks defense still looks bad. So 26-17, I mean, again, the Rams do not look like they're going to slow down. When you have Kupp and you have Woods and you have Henderson and you have that defense with Stafford, wow, good things are going to happen. Seahawks are without Russell Wilson. And I don't know if the Geno Smith show is going to get it done. Russell Wilson tried to put his team on his back and he had a really difficult time doing it. So I don't know if Geno Smith's going to be able to get it done. Seahawks, I think, are in trouble. Over on the other side of the world, the Falcons and the Jets went at it. And it was an ugly game. I mean, let's be honest. I had a tough time focusing on this game. There were some players on this team, on both teams, that I wanted to look at. Zach Wilson. I wanted to look at Elijah Moore. Corey Davis. Kyle Pitts, Matt Ryan, Cordell Patterson. It was a tough game to watch. Matty Ryan continues to do what he does well to get the job done. Cordell Patterson, I really don't know what to think of him. I mean, they use him as a Swiss Army knife. He gets around the field. He does a lot of good stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I hate that 84 number too. I'm not going to lie. That, I mean, he's a wide receiver. Stay as a wide receiver. Stop this running back stuff. And everybody's got different numbers. And I know the NFL changed that, but it's just, ugh. It's like, why is a wide receiver in the backfield? Zach Wilson, he has flashes of brilliance. And Saleh has got to get this team on track. I don't consider the Falcons a real big threat, but they beat him 27-20. So the Jets have got to figure out a way to rectify their losses and how they lose. Patriots beat the Texans. And again, I don't know if I'm, you know, super surprised at that. Belichick's a good coach. Mac Jones is a good game manager. They've got a good defense. And again, Mac Jones, 231 yards is not a bad thing. And he'll continue to get better. Belichick will make sure of that. But again, there was no stat that jumped off. You know, Hunter Henry had some offense, 6 for 75 and a touchdown. And you kind of hope that him or Jonah Smith is going to be able to do something for this team because they spent a lot of money. And I know that's got to be concerning for them, but they were able to get the job done. Texans, they're just not a good team, and they have got a wealth of problems. David Mills, he threw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Nothing against him. He's playing okay football. But again, they just, you know, they're piecing it together at this point, and I think that's the real difficult part for them. This Deshaun Watson thing is looming over their head. Trade deadline is in the horizon, and you know, they want to get something for this guy. I don't know if they'll be able to, but we'll see. The Vikings, you know, Dalvin Cook, is he injury prone? Is that the question you have to ask yourself? Because I know a lot of people in the NFL say that when this kid is healthy, he is a stud, and he is. But can he stay upright? And that's really the problem. The Lions, you know, I said it before in a few other podcasts, the Lions have lost every game, but it's not for lack of trying. And this is something that I had said before about the Bills back in the day and even the Sabres. It's not the fact that you lose, it's how you lose. And, you know, the Bills used to do Bills things, and they used to make these big mistakes that just weren't what was supposed to happen. You know, it's 3rd and 15 and you're running a 2-yard, you know, handoff. That's stupid. You know, they only need a field goal to win. Bills will play off coverage. Sabres, same thing. Dump the puck in, never go after it. I know I'm switching to a little hockey in here, but, you know, again, it's how you lose. There's no bad vibes when it comes to how the Lions are playing. They are putting it on the table. Dan Campbell is, I mean, he cried. He cried at his press conference, which is kind of silly. But again, he's emotional and his teams are playing for him, and you can see it on the field. Jared Goff is in an impossible situation, and really the Lions are as well. DeAndre Swift playing at a high level, but again, can't put his whole team on his back. Lions have got to figure it out. I hope they keep Dan Campbell. I at the beginning with the whole biting off the kneecaps thing, I thought the guy was loony, but he really is a passionate coach, and his players will run through walls for him, and hopefully they'll be able to get it right. As for the Vikings, again, Madison came in for Dalvin Cook and he had a game, and Kirk Cousins finds ways to win. You know, you have Thielen, you got Justin Jefferson. This team is okay. They will sneak up on you in this division quietly, but they'll do it. So again, I think a good thing. Eagles beat the Panthers. Go back to that contender pretender thing. And Sam Darnold didn't have a great game. I think he threw 3 interceptions in this one. Jalen Hurts using his legs in a lot of ways to get the job done. Only 198 yards. He threw a pick, didn't throw any touchdowns. But, you know, he had 30 yards and rushed for 2 touchdowns. And again, when you're that rookie quarterback and you have those legs, you tend to do whatever it takes. It's, you know, it's one of those games that's an ugly game, but it's a must-win situation. And they took it under advisement and they did it. Devontae Smith, Slim Reaper, 7 for 77. Quez Watkins, 3 for 48. Again, nothing to be like, whoa. But they did it. And they won 21 to 18. And 3 interceptions for Sam Darnold is concerning. He's got to slow down. He's got to steady up. Chuba Hubbard had a great game in C-Mac's absence. Went over the 100-yard mark. Didn't have any touchdowns, but again, had a good game. He also had 5 catches for 33 yards. Again, nobody went crazy on this team, but they just didn't have enough to put away the Eagles. Eagles are in a tough division. The Dallas Cowboys look insane right now. They look beatable, but they definitely look like the front runner. When you talk about the Washington football team and the Eagles and the Giants, oh, the Giants, we'll get to that in a minute. But it's a tough thing. So the Cowboys are the front runners. So the Eagles have got to stay in that wild card conversation. Saints in Washington, and the Saints put 33 on the Washington football team, 33-22, and Jameis Winston throwing those Hail Mary bombs to Marquez Callaway, and just a very silly touchdown, but they got it done. And Jameis Winston, you just don't know what you're going to get with him. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. He's the kind of guy that if he plays consistently, he's a feast or famine type of guy, in my opinion. And 279 yards, 4 touchdowns. I mean, he gets the touchdowns. And we've seen him in some other games where he's thrown for like 178 yards and like 3 touchdowns. He's efficient in that realm, and I think he can do that. Alvin Kamara, I mean, he's the main cog of that offense, and he continually does a good job. When they get Michael Thomas back, they really can do some damage. They're at 3-2. They're above the fold. And I think they're just holding on for that kind of play. And again, Sean Payton's a smart enough coach to make this team play well. When you look at the Washington football team, Tyler Heinicke, speaking of holding on, he's doing whatever he can to keep this team afloat. And he's having a difficult time. He was thrust into a situation that he didn't think he was going to. He's had some flashes of brilliance. You know, time will tell what comes of it. Antonio Gibson, this guy as well, you know, he needs to be more. They need to hand him the ball more. He ran it 20 times for 60 yards, and he had 2 touchdowns, and he got that job done around the goal line, which is great for fantasy football owners like myself. But they need more. And Terry McLaurin, pedestrian effort, 4 for 46, no touchdowns. And again, you need guys like him to really get involved. They're missing Logan Thomas, which I think is a main part of that offense. It's a hard thing for them nonetheless. And the Washington football team's defense just hasn't played as well as you'd like them to. The Titans. Hey, Derrick Henry, this just in. He's good. And the Buffalo Bills are going to have a Monday night matchup against them, and it's going to be a tough matchup. Stopping Derrick Henry is going to be key in that one. The Jaguars, they're at 0-5. No surprise from this side of the microphone. Urban Meyer is trash. Trevor Lawrence, and that's all there is to it. This team's James Robinson had a great game, but the Jaguars organization can't get out of its own way, and they've got a lot of good pieces of the puzzle. They just can't get it done. And I don't see Urban Meyer finishing this season. I really, really don't, especially after his little, you know, grind session at the bar, not going home on a flight with his team. He seems disconnected. I think the team's got to feel slighted. Again, 0-5, it doesn't get any easier for them. They are getting run over by a lot of teams. Dolphins and the Bucks. This just in. Tom Brady is good. He's really good. And we talk about how well he plays. We talk about, you know, he's going to slow down. He's going to slow down. I haven't seen it yet, and the Buccaneers haven't seen it yet. They have multiple weapons. You heard it before, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. As for the Dolphins, you know, Jacoby Brissett, he's a great backup quarterback, but he doesn't have the over-the-top ability to make this team a winner. No run game from the Dolphins, with Miles Gaskin only getting 25 yards. He had 10 for 74 on the catch side. They just seem disconnected. You know, they had a defense that people were supposed to be afraid of. That hasn't happened. Their offense is sputtering. It's just ugly. So yeah, I mean, like I said, their Dolphins are in trouble in a division with the Bills in it, and the Bills look ridiculous right now. So when you look at the records, the Dolphins at 1-4, and it's pretty much a runaway of the division. Packers and the Bengals, and I watched this game with the Bills playing late, and The Bengals put up some numbers. The Bengals played well. Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow have a good combination. Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine, if that's how I said it right, they had a nice 1-2 combination. Their defense plays better than I thought they would. And they were in this game till the very, very end. 5 or 6 missed field goals. Hot mess right there. But the Bengals lost 22-25. And the Packers sneak away with a victory that I really think they shouldn't have had. Steelers started to show some offense against the Broncos. And the Broncos having some difficulty as well. They're still 3-2. But they've lost 2 in a row. Reason for concern. The run game is sputtering. The passing game is quite pedestrian. Even though Teddy Bridgewater threw for 288, 2 touchdowns, they just couldn't get it going. And the offense, the run game, Najee Harris really looked good. And again, the run sets up the pass, as we all know. And that is really, you know, how this is going to be. The Denver Broncos, I think, are starting to show their true colors and could very well have been a pretender at the beginning of the year. Panthers might have been a pretender as well. Again, time will tell, as they are still above 500. Raiders and the Bears, Justin Fields got the job done. Didn't look that great, but the Raiders did not. I think the Raiders fall into that pretender category as well. They have a lot of issues. Chucky opened his mouth, sputtering some racist comments. You dirty man. But he got it done. The Bears really beat up on the Raiders, and that's that. Browns and Chargers, and wow, what a game. Justin Herbert is solid. And for those of you who were watching this game, offense was aplenty. Baker Mayfield, 305 and 2 touchdowns. I think Justin Herbert threw close to 400 and 4 touchdowns. Austin Eckler was all over the field. And again, it just came down to, they ran out of time. But the Browns, 3-2, holding their own, being a very good team. The 4-1 Chargers look very, very strong. And they need to in this division, as they are leading the division. And they're keeping the Chiefs down to the bottom of the standings, which is a perfect place for them. Chargers always find a way to lose. This year, they're finding ways to win. And I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. I think this kid has got the chops to be in the MVP conversation. I think that he is the sole reason. Him and Austin Eckler are the sole reason this team is good. Mike Williams has done well. Keenan Allen. So total team effort defensively as well. But I think Justin Herbert is definitely that straw that stirs the drink in that team. The Giants. Let's have a moment of silence for the Giants right now. Okay, we're done. The Giants are, if you've ever played Madden football, back in the day, there was when someone got injured, this ambulance would come on the field and plow over all these players. Well, that ambulance was out on the field all game long. Saquon Barkley, his foot rolled the wrong way, blew up like a balloon. Danny Jones, concussion. Kenny Galladay, I don't know, ankle sprain, quad sprain, neck sprain. I don't know what he got, but he's hurt. Just hurt, just beat, just crushed. And if you're a Giants fan, Rick DeLisi, you have to be very concerned about this team because, again, they were in this game. It was like, I think, 14-10 or 17-10, and they were still fighting. Defensively, they've shown some good things, but, again, how many injuries can this team sustain? And there's really nobody left. They have Evan Ingram, but he has not really shown up for this team, and there's something in the offseason I think that they have to deal with the Evan Ingram situation. But with Shepard out, Galladay out, Jones out, Saquon out, Kadarius Toney might be suspended. I mean, the hits just keep coming. And this is a division that the Cowboys are in control. The Eagles showing some upside, but they're going to be down at the bottom of this division. And Again, I don't see it getting any better for them. Mike Glennon, stunt double for Mike Joukowsky. Yes, that's right. I said it. I don't know if he's got the chops to get it done. Daniel Jones is a very gifted player, but this team has got their work cut out for them, and I just see this being an awful season. And I don't think it's Joe Judge's mistake. You know, before I would say that I thought Daniel Jones was the guy who made this problem. Daniel Jones tries to put his team on his back. I've seen that in the last couple of weeks, and I really have gained some respect for him. When you look at the offensive coordinator position of Jason Garrett, I think that's your concern. I think these guys find ways to lose games with their offensive game plan, and they need to take care of that situation. It seems like Garrett's still on the Cowboys payroll, so we don't know. Cardinals beating the 49ers. And again, it wasn't a pretty game. You know, we've seen Kyler Murray put up some phenomenal numbers, but they're 5-0 right now. And Trey Lance, he's a rookie, thrust in the situation, playing up against a 4-0 team, and it showed. 192 yards. Again, about 500 on the completion percentage through a pick. Hit 89 yards rushing, big surprise. Again, we're seeing a lot of these rookie quarterbacks tuck the ball and run with it because, again, they're afraid, they're nervous, and that's the easiest thing to do. Again, I grew up loving Randall Cunningham. But, again, injuries happen when you're constantly tucking the ball. We've seen it with Josh Allen. He found every way to beat this team, and I constantly cringe when I see Josh Allen running up the field. But you know what? You do what you got to do to win the game. Again, the running back situation. Elijah Mitchell, 43 yards. Trey Sermon, one. How do you hand the ball off to Trey Sermon once? And how do you hand the ball off nine? I mean, again, Trey Lance had 16 carries. You're not going to win many football games. And I know Baltimore Raven fans are going to be like, well, you know, look what we've done with Lamar Jackson. I understand that. But that's not a good combination. You got to, if it's Elijah Mitchell, make it Elijah Mitchell. If it's Trey Sermon, make it Trey Sermon. They just don't have the confidence in any running back. Kyle Shanahan's all over the board. And again, Trey Lance is going to figure out who his receivers are. Because again, it's just plug and play, just trying to figure it out. As for the Cardinals, again, low effort for Kyler Murray, 239 and a touchdown. Again, enough to get the job done. You look at the running back situation, James Conner only 29 yards. Rondell Moore, the receiver, 3 for 38. And Chase Edmonds, 15 yards. And again, no cohesion, no consistency. And maybe that's a good thing. You know, I look at it from the fact that you need to hand the ball off 25 to 35 times to a running back to have those safeties come down, to have those linebackers pinch in, to open up that pass. Maybe I'm wrong, but they got the job done. D. Hopkins, 6 for 87 and a touchdown, and he just makes beautiful catches. And that's a really good situation. They're 5-0, and things are looking pretty good in Arizona. Closing it out, Colts and the Ravens. And big game for Carson Wentz, big game for Lamar Jackson. You look at both of these teams right now, and you look at the Ravens are 3-1. And you're like, okay, how are they 3-1? I mean, this team has had 15 injuries, plug in every running back. But you know what? John Harbaugh says next man up, next man up, next man up. Lamar Jackson, they've had some luck, you know, but their defense is pretty sound. Lamar Jackson is pretty sound. And they're utilizing their personnel to the best of their ability. And they're facing off against the 1-3 Colts. This is a huge game for Carson Wentz. This is a game that they must win. I mean, 1-3 is pressing the panic button. But they have to show that they can run the ball consistently. They need to get the passing game going, okay? And he's got to stay healthy. Frank Reich's a smart coach, and they're putting a lot of stock in Carson Wentz. And they have the pieces of the puzzle to win this game. But it's a tough game to play in Baltimore. And again, if Carson Wentz can stay upright, if he can not force the ball, if he could use everyone on the personnel, get that run game churning, get that pass game, take what they give you, Colts have a chance of winning this game. But the Ravens, they love prime time, and they do well in it. Should be an interesting game. So as you look at it, time will tell. But again, in closing, as we look at the teams, you know, what stands out to me the most, the Chiefs really stand out to me the most. The Chiefs stand out to me because, again, they're a team that everybody kind of handed the AFC Championship to. They basically said they're going to be in the Super Bowl. And somebody forgot to tell the Chiefs that this was going to happen. And because of that, they're 2-3, and they're starting to be figured out. So there's a lot of teams out there that, have their number and know what they can do. And we'll see what happens going forward. A lot of teams came out of this, five games, at least three wins. They kind of did their thing. And now this team has got to figure out, the best course of action as they're starting to occur some losses. People are starting to figure them out. And again, Derrick Henry continues to be Derrick Henry. And I think he is propelling this team to get back on track. I think Mike Vrabel has this team locked in. And when he gets his receivers back, this team is going to be formidable once again. And, the standings in the league, the Bills, again, the Patriots are in second place, but I don't consider them a contender at this point. I think the Bills will continue their wayward ways. As for the Chargers need to just keep winning. I think if they continue to do that, no one's going to stop them. I think the Broncos and the Raiders are really the pretenders, and they're going to fall off. I think the Chiefs will make a run. I think Andy Reid's a good enough coach to make it happen. The AFC North is just loaded, and it's anybody's game. And I'm really excited to see what happens in that matchup. As also the Titans, honestly, the Colts have to win this game, because if not, the Titans are going to run away with this game. And, we'll see what happens. As for the National Football League, again, the Eagles have a chance to be a wild card team, but I think it's the Cowboys division, the Cardinals, the NFC West division, the Rams, the Cardinals. I think it's a two-legged race. I think the Seahawks and the 49ers are still in a figure out stage. I think the Seahawks, their defense is going to be their Achilles heel. The Packers, I mean, this is going to be also a slightly interesting division. I don't think the Bears and the Lions are going to vie. I think the Vikings are going to get in the fold once they get right with their running back. The Packers look like they're going to try to provide that prove it statement. As for the NFC South, I don't think the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons are going to vie for the Bucs. I think the Bucs are just too strong. And, you look at what we said at the beginning of the year, NFC Championship, Packers and Bucs. I think the Rams and the Cardinals have something to say about that, and the Cowboys. So I think you look at the Cowboys, the Rams, the Falcons, or not the Falcons, but the Cardinals and the Bucs, and I think that is really what you're going to see. And they're just going to continue to get better. And we take a look at the injury situation. If a major injury happens to any one of these teams, obviously it's going to alter them, but good coaching makes good things happen. So it's really been an interesting season. We hope the injuries go to a minimum and COVID doesn't rear its ugly head. That's all the time I have for now. I'll talk to you soon. See ya.